All right. You're going to lead this one.
Okay. I can do it.
All right. Go.
Hi, and welcome to Unbalanced.
It's been a while.
It's been a while since we've recorded, Joy.
It's been a long while. That's why I can't fucking remember how to do anything.
Since we had our last session, Joy is now way knocked up.
I am.
Like, beyond knocked up. Like, so pregnant, she's going to have some babies.
Like, I'm closer to the end than the beginning.
Yeah.
Thank God.
So that's huge. That's huge development.
It is. And yep. It's a boy, which is also terrifying.
It's terrifying.
But season side's going to be okay.
It is going to be okay.
People with boys.
I have two boys.
Yeah.
And they're driving me crazy. But with one boy and one girl, it always seems like it works out better.
You think?
Yeah. I just feel like two boys is a recipe for disaster. And then one boy and one girl, all good.
I do feel like because my daughter is, you know, she's old enough to voice her concerns, but has the typical concerns. Having it be a boy, although she wanted a sister, allows me to use the excuse of, well, you're still my girl. You're my only girl.
Yeah.
I'll always have that.
Totally.
I mean, it's kind of bullshit, but.
Yeah. So how is Aurora taking the whole baby thing? What's going on?
Pretty well. Actually, last night she said and was like, I can't think of words I want to use, but I could tell she was being honest. She said, I'm so excited to have a baby brother.
Wow.
And that's the first time she said all of that. Like, she's been like excited about a baby. She's never said baby brother in that she is legitimately excited.
Wow.
So that was good. I think that was a good turning point.
That's awesome.
Yeah. I mean, she talks about it quite a bit and she wants to make sure that there's a plan in action if
she
we have
has
the
to
baby.
Deliver the baby.
More, it's more about what if she's in school when it's time to have the baby.
Okay. So that makes more sense.
Yeah. It's selfish, but. So, yeah, I know she's thinking about it.
Does she ask about the will?
The will.
And how that's going to be divided up?
I think she knows there is no will yet.
Now that she's no longer an only child. God. She's like going to have to split her inheritance.
And there is a lot of that. I don't even have a will yet. You have one?
Well... Yes, actually.
Yeah.
It's like a very, like, it's like on a post-it note. Like, we did a will.
With a lawyer? Or?
Yeah, we did a will with a lawyer, but it was like when we were going to Spain that we decided, oh, gosh, you know, things go bad in Spain. We should.
Oh, that was a couple of years
ago?
Yeah,
it was a while back. It was like 2011. So we did a will, and it was weird. It was very weird. And
what kind of stuff... Did you have to like talk about if you want to be cremated or buried? And
no, not well. I don't remember. I don't think that.
Or is that something different?
I don't think we had to do that kind of stuff. But it was mostly just about, you know, what happens if we die? Like, who's going to get the kids?
Mm-hmm.
And how are the assets going to be divvied up?
Right.
So it was kind of weird. Mm-hmm. It was weird, but we did. I mean, so but like I said, we did it on a post-it note. We just kind of hacked it out because we were thinking. Oh, we got to be cool for Spain when we go to Spain. But I think we need to go back and revisit it. I think we need to go like do a little more thoughtful sort of
planning. Well, and your property is different now. And
yeah, a lot of things are different. Our stepsons are going to be adults.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, for those of you who don't know, I have stepsons.
When is that wedding?
Oh, God. God, we haven't even
so
talked about
that. So that's still happening?
So my stepson, Nick, who's graduated college a year and a half ago, he is getting married. So, and he is a well-to-do financier.
I'm
just saying we got to revisit the will because, you know, the reality is our stepsons are going to be adults. And
would the kids go with them?
You know, part of me has thought about threatening to do that.
Just to try and break up the engagement.
That would be
I'm just
mean.
Kidding.
No, I would. That would be really sweet. I'd love it if that's the way that could work out. But we would not do that to them. We would not do that to them. That's like, you know, they need to be young kids and do
yeah. their thing. So maybe like in a few years, though.
Maybe. See, that's hard. It's really hard. I don't even want to think about that. It's right. really, really hard.
And I guess you would probably want to ask them first.
Yes. Yes. Although it could be like, surprise. We could write a note. And just be
moving like,
hey, like
that.
Guess what? We thought that would be awesome, you know? I don't know.
Yeah, like remember Kate Hudson got her niece and nephew instead of...
In a movie.
Yeah. Instead of as a Joan surprise. Cusack. Yeah.
As a surprise. Yeah. But yeah, that's the kind of thing. Like, we don't know. I mean, you know, we both have siblings and all that stuff, but it's just, you know, whatever.
Would you do siblings or parents? I'm doing siblings.
Our will for Spain... was
now is it just your Spanish
for
will
Spain we did do that for that trip, and I think that happens a lot, like people just sort of do wills in a
true
you know, and then in a moment of like, oh, we got to do a will, and then that's how things get crazy later when you die and all your shit's going to like the wrong people,
yeah, because you didn't update
like,
it,
yeah, it's like people got divorced and you know, people like, you know, turned into drug addicts and all this stuff. And it's like, you just never know.
You know, I don't have any problem talking about that kind of
about death
stuff.
And wills.
Mm-hmm. I know it's perhaps not normal, but like even I have fortunate enough to still have one living grandparent. I mean, last time I was home, she was talking about how, oh, we went and picked out my urn. And I was just like, oh, what's it look like? I mean,
oh,
if she's
God.
Offering it up, meanwhile, like my brother's like, oh my God, I don't want to talk about this. It's like, well, why not?
It's probably healthy.
It's all going to end the same way.
Healthy.
Why not see your urn before you're in it?
So my son he's got some struggles in second grade, mostly just based on behavior, you know, just paying attention and doing what he's supposed to be doing when they ask him to be doing it.
Uh-huh.
And so, but he's doing pretty well academically, but he never complains, never says a single negative word about his teacher, never has any I mean, it's really interesting because I'm like... I don't know, just based on the communication that I get from the teacher, I would think there's a real issue, you know, like, and yet he's just like, no big deal.
So it just rolls off.
Yeah, which maybe. I think is a
boy thing.
A boy-girl thing.
Yeah, I think it is too.
You know?
Yeah.
So
but he's doing well academically.
He is doing well academically, more for the most part. I mean,
how do I know
things.
If my kid's not smart? Like, she's
I don't
way
know.
Behind.
I mean, here's the thing, like, you know, you get these little sort of report cards at this age, and they're very vague.
Yeah, is it the S? Oh.
S plus.
Yeah.
And, you know,
and
whatever.
Here's where you fall on this, you know, you could be up here and be above average or here and below, and you're right in the middle.
Yeah.
Well, should
so
he be above?
That's cool.
Is it?
Know. Seems cool. I think as long as you're at or above the benchmark.
Just let it.
You don't worry about
be
it.
Be fine with
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think so. But, you know,
what kind of behavior issues? Just not be,
it's not,
it's just not paying
attention.
Yeah.
He's very, I think he's pretty shy.
Really?
I think he has the same anxiety that I do, which is like, I don't want to be, surprisingly, I don't want to be the center of attention. I don't want to talk in public, like, I don't want to, he doesn't want to raise his hand. Like, I don't think he raises his hand in class. Like when they ask, you know, if someone's got an answer, he doesn't like, he may know it, but he doesn't raise his hand to talk about it. And then when they're reading, he doesn't follow along, like with his finger, like, boom, 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 boom.
They have to do that.
Like this. They don't have to do it, but I think that's an indicator to the teacher that they actually are following along when they do that. So when they come to him and it's his turn to read out loud, he's like, he doesn't know where they are.
So he's not following along.
So he's not following along. He is one of those cases where the teacher is right.
They have to do those reading. Do they do reading the tests Deebles? Every Friday?
Yeah. Oh, reading tests every Friday?
Where they have to read a thing and then they have, the have to find. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. Do they do that every Friday? The,
yeah. Well, that's when they do it, I think, is Fridays, at least at Aurora School.
Comprehension's been an issue. Like, okay, in the following list, like, what is a word that means all of the people?
Yeah, yeah, that
and
thing.
And it's like, it's the one of the options is everybody, and then another option is, like, snowstorm.
Right.
And he's picked snowstorm.
Some of them are confusing, though.
I know, and I think that's what, with Brady, it's like, how you ask the question.
Yeah, because I've read some of those, and I'm like, well, I...
Wait a minute, let me think.
Right.
I think that's, and Brady gets in a hurry. He just keeps, like, he doesn't
Yeah, it's the worst thing,
he
too.
He doesn't stop and think.
School's hard. Second grade
hard. And you know what, Joy? The thing that is exhausting to me, like in my brain, is the idea that it's only going to get harder.
I know. And the homework's going to be more.
The homework's going to get worse. And there's going to be more accountability for the uh-huh. child. And I am just not sure that my son is going to care. Like, I, as a child, I remember feeling like I wanted to do well in school. Like,
right.
I wanted to get good grades and I wanted to satisfy the teachers, you know, and all
yeah.
that stuff. I'm not sure my son is going
to
be that way.
Do you find yourself projecting that on your, because I have
I
to pull myself back because I see myself doing it. And that's why yeah. I always want Aurora to be like above average. Cause it's like, well, right. I was in advanced this or that. So shouldn't you be? And I always have to, you know, I got to pull it back and remember that her dad's not smart.
He has all of my inherent anxieties and issues, like mm-hmm. it's weird, like I just don't, I never thought that those things were genetic.
Uh-huh.
I always thought that that was sort of environmental or just, you know, whatever. And I really think now, I mean, just seeing Brady, the way he acts and the way he, you know, his reservations about stuff, it's all very much like my stuff.
Uh-huh.
So all my baggage he's got.
So do you just feel bad about it? Do you learn from it?
I mostly feel bad about it.
Do you?
I feel bad about it. I wish, I try to talk him into, like, you know, doing things, but I just know that he's not going to be the kid who wants to stand up in front of the class and make a speech, you know, it's uh-huh. just not him. And I was not that way either. Although I was more than happy to perform the entire, like, soundtrack of Grease in my basement.
Well, we gotta do a wrap up.
You gotta skedaddle. I thought you were just about to say skedaddle.
I wasn't, but probably in the future I will.
What were you gonna say? It started with an S.
I gotta skit. I don't know.
I gotta scoot. All right. Well, hopefully there's something fun here. Misfit Radio, don't forget.
Yes. And they're looking for shows. If you have an idea for a show.
Yeah. If you have a great show idea, you should call Misfit Radio. And the number is...
But what you could do is find them on Facebook.
Just do that digitally.
Yes.
You would suck if you didn't.
Go to misfitrad.io.
That's misfitrad.io.
Rad.io.
Rad.io.
Well, until next time.
Until next time, this is Unbalanced.
Good luck.